Almost a century ago, a British scientist wrote, "I have no doubt that in reality, the future will be vastly more surprising than anything I can imagine. Now my suspicion is that the universe is not only queerer than we suppose, but it is queerer than we can suppose."
Queerer?
With this in mind, what do you suppose last week was about? Anybody want to answer that? Years ago, I said cause and effect doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And a woman asked, "So, smarty pants, what does exist? What's going on?" I told her, "Immersion is the way of the universe." But of course, I told her this a week later in our weekly telephone call. I had been living this emergent for years, but didn't have a name and description for it. Now, does anyone want to suppose about last week? Do you understand that in an expanding universe, every moment is a different universe? In the same way, every ensuing moment supplants each previous moment. These moments are not continuous, though we call them continuing. Each coming to life replaces each previous coming to life. We call this continuing. What do you call it? Anybody want to answer that? Each birth is becoming anew, which replaces each previous becoming. We call this continuing. What do you call it? Why must you always and only believe that continuing means that something is continuous? Now, are you willing to suppose what last week was about?
Well, I don't know. You're putting together some things I wouldn't have thought. I would have thought that it was about that I can't imagine what the future will be like in my causal way of thinking. I'll never get there.
Patrick?
What last week was about?
Yeah.
Was that the very basic fundamental piece of forever living is that we have free will. And that a number of things must be in order that we have free will.
Gee, I don't remember free will being in the conversation at all. Was it?
Yeah, a huge hunk of it was free will. We wouldn't have free will if there was a God.
Authority is the way we were talking about it, but yeah.
We were talking about authority.
Yes, we use authority.
Yeah. Authority, whether it's God or Roger or my boss or my clients, if that authority is exercised, I have a universe in which they exercise authority over me. I don't have free will.
Well, what was it about?
I beg your pardon?
In saying all those things, what is that about?
What is that about? That's what must be in place in order for me to live the life that I truly desire.
Okay.
And that the life that I truly desire is to live as an eternal abiding being.
So I was trying to prepare the way so that you could live as you truly desire.
Yes.
If you have any of those kinds of, even think of you had past lives, you're in trouble. Because if you had past lives, then you've got moral karma. And if you look that up on the internet for definition, you'll probably get cause and effect. it's always listed first as cause and effect. I say it's more than that. The cause and effect says essentially that what you sow creates a moral mark upon you. Good or bad, it doesn't make any difference. It makes a mark upon you. And then you carry that mark with you. Whether you did something good or bad, or right or evil or wrong or what. Then those things, if this is not your first life, remember I said this several weeks ago, if we can't even get to that point of view, if this is your first and only life, then we have nowhere to go. Because I can't talk to you about doing anything that you truly desire, either in this lifetime or eternally, because you're carrying the mark of prior lifetimes, and they are controlling you through memory and all the other aspects I discussed last week. Each and every one of them. So I was trying to clear the old beliefs that prevent you from ever possibly living as you truly desire in this lifetime or eternally, however you may think of it. You may think you can do that. You can live as you truly desire and have these beliefs, but you cannot. If God exists, He has power, you do not. So you cannot live as you truly desire while you maintain, on the other hand, that God exists. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
You're sure? You can't just say, okay, I'm with you, Roger, and then still go out and play the game that you don't believe that God exists, and yet almost everything you do says and shows that you do believe that. And the reason for that is because your language is God-created or God-oriented language. So when you use your language, when you're languaging in that regard, then you are saying you believe that God exists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No
and,
doubt.
And the language won't let go of you. The fact, as I've said before, language will let you say a whole lot of things that it won't let you do. It'll let you say you have free will, but it won't let you live your free will. So you got to take a close look at what you're languaging and how you're languaging. Because you're languaging your pseudo free will or self-authority away.
Oh.
Huh?
I think I do that often.
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Just by using the language the way you do.
Yeah.
Did anybody else want to suppose about last week? Suppose means to anticipate, to form a conception of, to accept tentatively as real and true. How are you now? Are you willing to suppose what last week was about? I mean, other than just what we've said.
Well, I got a question that may be supposing that it seems that within the context of what was said last week, I'm a little bit confused about whether or not it's a good idea for me to have an image of myself as an abiding being, or should I be patient to see that image of abiding being arrive emergently out of or from me living only that which I'd be prepared to be and live and act eternally and have acted on myself?
So I don't know what you're asking.
Asking, so do I defeat myself by forming an image in advance of living?
Do you defeat yourself what?
In advance of making my choice about living only at that which I'd be prepared to be and live and act eternally.
Fighting against himself by creating an image of abiding versus just living, you know, what he truly desires and be and act that way.
If I could show you what your eternal life would be like, would you like to see that?
I don't think so. Because I think I might slip into trying to cause it.
Well, then the same thing is, if you have an image, then you'd slip into trying to cause it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you've answered my question. Thank you.
It seems that having an image first would be the, what? Like when Roger started off talking about what the British scientist said about doesn't think that we can imagine the future. That would be imagining the future.
Yeah, but if we create an image, then in some ways we're confining ourselves to that image.
Yes.
Versus what it could possibly be, which might be so much more than that.
Right.
Isn't that what visionaries do, though, is have an image of what they could create and create it?
Yeah, but that doesn't change anything she said.
Oh.
Is Jennifer there?
What?
Yes, she's here.
She is?
Yeah, okay.
If you had an image of yourself being eternal, how could that be that it does not limit you? Is that possible? What I said is, if you had an image, how is it that possible that that image then would not limit you? Is it a possible? You asked, would it limit you? And I'm saying is, could you create an image and not have it limit you?
That's a good question.
Could create an image of a process without a conclusion, and that process could be hugely expansive and particular at the same time. Process of action. Maybe that would limit me, though. Maybe that would limit what I would be willing to action.
Well, I'm still waiting. Give us some suppose.
I'm at loss as to what to suppose there, yeah?
What?
Everything I would have supposed we have already said, so supposing beyond that, I don't have a suppose.
I guess I'm more with what you said about my image would be something that was in action. And being
yeah.
in action, to me, would not be as limiting as having a fixed, this is what it's going to be description.
Would that then mean that that if in having an emprise, an emprise is me in action, is it not? And that I could have an image of my emprise, and then that's not limiting at all, I don't think. It just gives a particular focus of any kind of expansiveness that I want from that point on. that the M Prize will give me, an, to some extent, an image of me in action, but it doesn't tell me any precision about what that action must be, or the details of how it must be.
So then, as you live that M Prize, it fleshes out or changes the image itself.
That's correct.
In fact, it can become expansive.
Very much so.
Then you're using the M Prize in that regard only as a starter.
Correct, yes, that fits.
Is it possible then, if we clear away all of the bullshit beliefs of religion and science, and you started your M Prize, that in living your M Prize, you are living your eternal self? Would that be okay?
Yes, particularly in setting an M Prize that is not limited in time or scope.
Well, the definition of M Prize is something that can't be completed in one lifetime.
Yeah.
But we can say if you this is your first life and you only have one lifetime, then in that understanding, then an M Prize is something that in one lifetime you cannot complete the M Prize.
Ergo, it could never be completed.
So then what we did in that then is make it possible for you to have an image and live that today, and that then be your eternal image and eternal action.
Yes.
So, if you want to be eternal, do you want to be eternal in the today or in the future?
Today.
You don't care about the future.
No, future. The future will be emergent of whatever I am today.
So, are you willing to say that you as a personal being are creating your abiding self, your eternal self?
I'd be willing to say that, yes.
And that's okay?
Yep.
But then I asked you before, would you want to continue yourself in life that you're living today? And you said no. Now are you saying yes?
I'm saying yes in the understanding that, the understanding that whatever I am living today, yes, it is, I am creating my abiding, eternally abiding self, but I also have the opportunity to live in action as I would live in action eternally, and in that I am creating an eternal abiding self.
What is this you just said?
That I also understand that living only that which I'd be prepared to live in action eternally, I am simultaneously creating my an eternal abiding self for myself.
But you are in that then living eternally today.
Yes, it is very, very present today. It's not something that's pushed off in the future. Is it not true that what I experience is what I am living?
Okay. Are you willing to experience your eternal self today?
Yes, I am.
And if I said your personal self is your eternal self, is that okay?
That's the fact of the matter, yep.
Are you willing to say then that your personal self and your life today, as you're living it, is your eternal abiding self?
That you are, I am living it today, yes.
And that is your abiding self in the future?
That is correct.
In other words, it'll be the self. But how you might live that might be different. But that's still you.
That is correct, yes. That's still me.
So, Roger, by that statement, you are, I would say that, though it sounds to my ears like you're saying that there's, how do I not fall into understanding that in a continuing self way? What have you said there?
I said I call it continuing. You think of it as continuous. I'm asking you, must you always and only think of continuing as meaning something that is continuous? Can't you suppose continuing can mean something other than continuous?
Sure. Could mean recurring, could mean a number of things.
So, let's assume that's the case. What else do you suppose I was doing? You know, there's, like I said on our cover of the book that we're just putting out, that until there was thinking, everybody played the game of talking to themselves. I'm also willing to stand by that thinking has a problem, because simply only 5% of the people probably think, and maybe 10% of the people think they think, but the rest of the people would rather die than think.
What are they doing that they call thinking but isn't thinking?
What?
What are they doing that they think is thinking but is not thinking?
Talking,
or do they even bother?
Just talking to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's thinking. It's really just talking to yourself. So what I was trying to give you to do last week was setting up an environment in which you are free to think. Right at the present time, you can't think your way out of religion. You can't.
What would thinking our way out of religion look like?
He said you can't do that. So therefore, it doesn't look like anything.
In other words, you think your language, and your language is only religion. So you're just talking to yourself about religion. I'm trying to give you a whole new ways to think about yourself. The question is, are you willing to do that? And one of the thinkers that is very important is, if this is your first and only lifetime, that changes everything you've ever thought about yourself or even considered. I'm trying to
it
give
certainly
you,
does.
I'm trying
absolutely
to,
true. It's an absolutely new starting point.
And as a starting point, then that gives you something to think about that is new and different.
It certainly does.
And you, if this is your only life, You have only one life. You don't have lifetime after lifetime to learn, grow, and develop. This is it. Doesn't that give you something to think about?
It is, it within the language way, there's all kinds of base assumptions about beginnings and endings and
how
you name it. They're just accepted as rock solid assumptions.
And that when you follow thinking. Those assumptions, you're merely chatting with yourself.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about anything new and different or other. You have no basis. That's what I was trying to give you, was a basis for thinking anew.
That I wouldn't have come up with yet myself, as something that you were wanting to give us and offering us. I don't think it would have I would have taken it in that context. Even though I was experiencing the ahas of, wow, that's sure different, as that we have only one lifetime. Well, that just turns everything upside down. I hadn't seen it as your offering of a new way of thinking, but it certainly did serve the purpose of turning everything upside down and forcing a lot of thought that was different. Got a question. In the face of that, of what you've just said, and that providing us with totally new base assumptions about how everything works, when I think about that, am I talking to myself, or am I exploring new lines, new avenues of piecing things together? But do I do that by talking to myself?
Depends on how you do it.
Yeah. Well, I've been finding myself creating images.
When I say you only have one life, this is your first life and your only life, what image do you have of that? Anything?
Yeah, it's almost like a tunnel that has run into occasional pinches, but there's no ending. There seems to be continuous movement through, not a terribly confining tunnel, but it gives some dimension to things. But it's with some occasional pinches. And I'm suggesting to myself that maybe those are what we might call deaths, D-E-A-T-H-S. But there's no ending, it's just an occasional pinch. The movement seems to continue. And then it seems that's what seems to shape as the one and only lifetime. The only one I got, it doesn't end at death, but it's just sort of a bit of a pinch or an interlude, but continues, and it's the same lifetime.
So death is still the same lifetime.
Yeah.
Doesn't that change everything that anybody has ever said about death?
Kind of haywire, huh? Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to ask you a question you answered before. Would you be willing to live yourself in life that you're living today? Would you be willing to live that and be that eternally? Yes or no?
as I'm living today? No.
Then I guess our conversation has been a goddamn waste.
How? Can you help me with that? How?
Your life today is your eternal life.
Oh, it is, but it doesn't have to remain as it is today. It's always an open I was going to use the term book. It's always an open book. So it is it always as I'm living today?
Well, if as you're living today is the eternal or abiding self and life that you are creating, if you want to be eternal, then that's the self and life you have to live. Because that's the self and life you've created for yourself to live.
Even though it's not often something I'd be willing to live eternally and action eternally?
You might be surprised.
I'm prepared to be because I've gotten used to, if I'm patient enough and follow you, I'll find that what you're talking about.
Well, I think last week one of the things we said is you can't change yourself.
And didn't you say last week then that's why you gave us the concept of a loner body? So that could, that whatever the loner body action was, it wasn't me, and that I could change it by living only that which I'd be prepared to live eternally.
Yeah, but if I ask you if you're willing to live yourself and life today eternally, and you say no, you think it's an open chapter that you can just change yourself. And I'm saying, no, you can't change yourself. You cannot change yourself. If the self...
Well, what would we be doing? Hmm? What would we be doing in regenerating our loner bodies? Are we changing anything?
You're regenerating your loner body.
And in regenerating the loner body, we're creating a new provenance.
But you can't change yourself. You can't change yourself directly. Is what I'm getting at.
In the sense that he's using change, he means that you can't cause yourself to change.
You can't deal with yourself directly. It's too self-referential. The self you want to change.
I have no quarrel with that.
The self and mind that you want to change is the only self and mind you have to use to change. You can't, it doesn't work. You're struggling against yourself. And all you find out is it's the same self doing things differently, and nothing has really changed in that regard. So, if we were to look at your self and life today and ask, the same question you say no, I would then ask you, well, considering yourself and life today as being your eternal self, what is the image you would have of yourself and the life that you would be willing to live eternally?
What comes up for me or bring up for myself is that what I would desire to live eternally is living absent discontent.
That's a condition. I'm asking you to tell me the specifics. If we say that your personal self and life today is your eternal or abiding self and life, and the environment in which you are living today is the environment of your eternal self and life, that is the environment you are creating, then give me a picture of your doing essentially the same thing, yet the self and the environment are different. That would be acceptable as an eternal self and life.
In many ways, what I am involved with in my life,
well,
is
now
helping
we're
others.
Now we're getting to the truth of things. What are you involved with? What is the real truth of what you're doing?
I seem to be involved with helping others create the lives that they think that right now, what they think is what they want. And I seem to play a supportive role in helping them achieve what it is they want to build in their lives.
So all you're doing is taking your same perspective of yourself and what you're doing in your public relationship and doing the same thing on a more eternal basis.
Ah, that's what you're suggesting. Okay, and that's not changing, is it?
No.
Ah. Oh, I get that then.
So in what way could you do your self and life today and your politics and all of that with that point of view that's what you're doing? And see yourself doing that in everything you do.
Would it be that I would be actively seeing the eternal abidingness of the individuals that I'm working with and help them translate what it is they think they want to do there as personal beings, and help them translate that into something eternal in their own lives?
I think about 17 years ago, I said to you, you don't even know what your clients want.
And now, about that long ago.
Huh? That long ago.
I mean, the first time I said it was about 17 or 18 years ago.
And you've been saying it ever since.
And I've been saying it ever since. Now do you understand why I've said that?
Yep, exactly now. Exactly why. Yep.
And if you were doing your political with that attitude, you don't have to say anything to another person, but if you're doing all your political stuff with that kind of an attitude, wouldn't that change your relationship between you and your clients and between you and everything you are doing?
And between me and me.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
And is it possible then you might sense or experience, hell, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm doing it this way now, but I've done it the same thing. And you feel then and experience yourself as a continuing being.
Yes, that fits, absolutely.
Isn't that okay?
Oh, very much so.
And in all of that, then, you have to clear the pathway for you to be able to do that, even with yourself and your clients, in order to experience that continuing.
I don't think I understand what you mean by clearing a pathway.
Listen back to this afterwards as to what you said you are doing And I said, if you keep doing your political stuff in that way, with that in mind, you would, isn't it likely then that you would experience, oh yeah, I've been doing this in many different versions of this for a long time, and you are then experiencing your continuing. You're experiencing in that then your eternal self.
Okay.
In other words, as below, so above. Not as above, so below. What you do in your personal life, that is your eternal life. If what you do in your personal life is, I don't like this, then that's the eternal life you're creating. Why not just turn it around and say, oh, I'm doing these things, but what I'm really doing underneath it all is, and you give yourself that description. Is that okay?
That's pretty. Yeah, that's great.
Is that having an image or a picture up front?
It is. Yes and no.
Why yes?
It's
no.
It gives actionable action.
But it gives you a sense and feeling
will unfold from that.
Self as an eternal being.
Yeah.
And you get to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you hope, maybe a little bit of weakness in that hope, you hope that there is life after death, you hope there you are an eternal being, you hope that there will be an eternal being. I'm suggesting that you can turn that hope into experiencing that today in your life. You don't have to change what you're doing, you just have to understand what you are really doing. And you labeled it. Go back and listen to your own label.
Okay.
All I was doing, essentially last week, in my opinion, was making it possible for you to even consider any of these things. As long as you have any of the old ideas and concepts, you can't consider anything we've said tonight. Do you understand that?
Yes. They're just, the old ideas and concepts are a different language.
No, they trump your own authority. You have no authority to decide how you would be and live eternally. All the old concepts just completely destroy your authority, your free will, your ability. Your capability. You can't live as you truly desire or even consider that. All of the old concepts of life, bar none, took all of that away from you. I was trying to give that back to you. Clear the pathway so now you get start thinking anew. And thinking of yourself anew. Andrew, do you want to get in on this?
Oh, I'm having a little static on my end of the phone, so I was just staying on mute. But, no, I think you guys did great.
No, I just asked if you wanted to get in on this.
I mean, you are the big preparing the way, are you not?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No?
Go for it. No, go for it. Continue. I got too much occasional static going here. I don't know what it is. Here comes more.
Well, are you willing to agree you can't change yourself?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
If you could change yourself, would that be a detriment to you or a privilege?
Oh, I think it would be a privilege in my way of looking at it.
If I said if you change that you could change yourself would be a detriment, how do you suppose that could be so?
Because you'd probably say I was changing my eternal self. I'm not sure beyond that.
Well, if he was going about to change himself, then he's trying to cause himself to be something different, and he's caught up in the normal world of cause and effect, is he not?
But we can't give cause and effect the scapegoat of everything. Isn't there a different answer?
Other than to change himself as a detriment to himself?
Doesn't the fact that you can't change yourself, doesn't that give you free rein to be who you truly desire?
To me, that just kind of settles everything and brings a feeling of peace about that whole issue.
I'm listening. You don't need to kick me under the table.
You're just sitting there not saying anything.
Well, you answered the question.
And?
Isn't that true? Do you want to expound on it?
In what way?
I don't know. How did you want me to expound on it? You kicked me under the table.
Go for it, dude.
This is your suppose. This is your what-if answer.
Who? Andrew or Misty?
Hmm?
Who are you talking to?
She kicked me under the table.
I know.
I lost my train of thought with all that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just like, I don't even know where we are now.
Where do you want to be?
I think you said that you can't change yourself brings you to a feeling of peace about the whole thing.
And you want me to expound upon that?
Well, then...
It sets it to rest. It's not an issue. I don't have to go about in my life trying to change myself. That makes it a non-issue. Then I can get on with living my life.
Is that all right with you, Patrick?
Well, it's... To the extent that it seems to clear the decks, since I can't do it anyway, and if I set about doing it, I just give whatever I'm doing more power and I'm trying to overcome it. I just reinforce the thing. But if I set it aside as something that can't be done, I am free then to live as I truly desire.
Otherwise, you become like a dog chasing its tail.
Trying to change something that you can't change.
Right.
Or catch something you can't catch.
Well, I've seen a few dogs that have caught it.
that
have caught their tail and really surprised themselves.
Like, oh, that's what I was chasing.
I was like...
I'm waiting.
For what?
For you to expound on that.
I did. I'm done.
Okay, you didn't tell me there. I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay. You're looking for me to say something.
Yes.
You haven't told me that you're done.
It sounded pretty final to me.
It sounded pretty final to me, too, but go for it, dude.
I have nothing to say.
Then carry on.
Are we done tonight, Ben?
Well, if you can't change yourself...
Why was it a detriment to change yourself? We covered that. Why was it a detriment?
Well, first off, it can't be done.
But what if it could? Why would it be a detriment?
Then you'd no longer be you, would you?
Good question. I had thought about that at the beginning, yeah.
If I said then you could change your body and a new self would be emergent, would that be okay?
That's okay.
May I ask a question?
I'm Missy's ready to give you an answer.
Okay, Missy. In the story about the cup, bringing the cup of sewage to the teacher, and the teacher says, well, you can't pour the stuff out, which I guess means you can't change yourself, but you can pour what you truly desire into the cup until all the shit runs out, overflows. Are you the cup, or are you the true desires you're pouring into the cup?
The cup is your mind. And your mind is filled with stuff. And you're living...
Your mind is what?
Filled with stuff.
Okay.
And whether you like it or not, that stuff is memory. And memory is S.
Memory is S. So as you pour your true desires into the cup, isn't that changing you then? By replacing the memories S with your true desire or memory?
What if that's not true?
Which wasn't true, that you're not replacing your memories with memory Y?
What we're doing here is we're not speaking in good language so that I understand exactly what it is you're asking.
Well, I'm trying to understand why we can't change ourselves when, in fact, if we're living our true desires and they're displacing our old memories, isn't that changing ourselves?
No, it's just the same self living in a different way. Living different.
Oh, it's the same self. Living in a different way. So, okay. I think I understand that now. It's the same personal eternal self, but you're doing new things.
But you're doing it a different way. But it's still the same thing in a different way. And it's the same self doing the same stuff in a different way. So nothing.
Okay, you're not doing it in a shitty way.
You're not what?
You're doing it in your true way.
Like, for instance, what if you remember what Patrick said, what he's doing today in his political stuff is still doing the same thing, but in a different way than what he... When I asked him if he was willing to do the political stuff in a different way, he's doing the political stuff today is the same as he was do eternally and in a different way.
Because he's aware of how he really wants to do it.
Okay.
According to his eternal self. Okay.
And if you look at Patrick, you can see him doing that same thing in the political area, in the Forever Living group that he has, in dealing with people in his everyday life. He still does the same thing differently.
He's still doing his samurai.
but with awareness of his eternal self.
What?
He's doing it with the awareness of his eternal self, even though he's doing the same thing.
Without the awareness.
In a different way, because he's aware of his eternal self's way of doing it. Okay. I think I got it.
If I heard what you said, I hope you don't have it.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
No? Okay. Why does the awareness...
Because I don't think that he is aware of his eternal self. He's living more his...
Hey, Patrick. What?
He's living...
What? Regardless of what he said, he's not really aware of that because he's not living it. He won't be aware of that until he lives it.
Okay. That's fair.
Is it possible that you can't be aware of yourself while you're living it?
No. Well, is it possible to be aware of yourself while you're living?
I'm just asking you to consider the possibilities. I'm trying to get you to think. Einstein said, since you only do things relative to yourself, if you do not know yourself, then you can't know anything. And I'm saying, is it possible that you can't know yourself?
No.
What?
I believe you can know yourself.
Well, tell me how.
From the position of the eternal self, you know yourself. From the position of your personal self, you see your eternal self, and then you can actually see your personal self doing your eternal self. I mean, I don't know. I think that's what your language, but somehow I believe that knowing my eternal self gives me an awareness of myself that I never had before. I'm not always there, but sometimes I can see it. Like when I did a dream with Dennis at the beach yesterday on Father's Day, I was really aware because I was able to work with Dennis. And
you were aware of what?
Somehow I was able to watch myself working with Dennis and still be there working with him 100%. But know that somehow he was becoming aware of his whole self for the first time from this amazing dream.
But I think our point was you can't be aware of yourself. Now you're talking about your being aware of Dennis being aware or understanding.
Okay, maybe it was. Maybe I was just being aware of Dennis and working with him in a way that made me think I was aware of myself.
Okay.
I'll
go along with that. It's like the 10% that think they are thinking. 10% are aware of themselves or think they are aware of themselves.
Have you ever really defined what the word thinking means?
Are you asking Roger?
She's asking that of me. She's going to kick me if I don't have an answer.
He's close enough.
She kicks me again, it's going to hurt her toe. Because I have my flashlight in my hand, I'll hit her toe with it.
Yeah, but what does thinking mean?
What do you think thinking might mean?
Don't turn it around on me. I'm asking you a question.
It's brain movement, isn't it?
Yeah, but
brain action.
What does that mean? I mean, because the one is, he said that some 5% of the population are thinking, and then 10% think they're thinking, but are actually just having a conversation with themselves, which basically comes down to they're playing with themselves. So,
yeah, you think the brain neurons are firing.
What is thinking?
Well, I think I defined
that. Executive brain neurons. Having ideas.
No, I really want to know what thinking is.
Are we willing to say moving data and information around?
That's all thinking is? Rearranging data and information?
Rearranging data and information.
Because that was the only thing I could come up with, was rearranging it in new and unique ways that haven't been done before.
Is that
thinking.
Okay?
And talking to yourself is doing it in ways that have always been done before.
That's right.
Okay, that's what I came up with. I just wanted to see if that's what you came up with.
When you're thinking, you're rearranging, you're moving data and information around in new and unusual ways. If you're talking to yourself, all you're doing is moving it around in the ways that have already been established.
Okay, so we agree on that. I just wanted to make sure, and I wanted to make sure they understood what thinking was. You guys understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Write that down.
But only in giving you new data and information can you think. Otherwise, you'll just rearrange things differently, and it's still the same stuff. You're talking to yourself, it's still the same stuff.
And then emergence is when you, when the universe does,
well,
not, when random,
the universe can't do
information.
So you might as well stop right there.
I did, I stopped. I said, nope, that's wrong. It's when the data and information randomly come together in surprising new ways that we have accumulated, selected.
Can you put things together in new and different ways to see what is emergent?
What
can
you
I
said
put
in,
things
in new and unique ways is what you said.
What?
Put things together in new and unique ways.
All right, I was saying new stuff together.
New stuff together to see what is emergent.
To see what is emergent?
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, we can put data and information together in new ways.
Or even new data and information together.
New data and information together. We can put new data and information together in emergent new ways. So it's not always random?
What?
So did I understand you to say that emergent isn't always a random process?
I never said that.
We never said that emergent is random.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay. So we put the new stuff together, but we don't necessarily know what's going to come from it, right?
That's one way of doing it, yeah.
But
and sometimes you do have some vision of how it's going to be?
Can't you put new stuff together and see what happens when you do that? And then take that new stuff together and put together with some other stuff and see what happens?
Yeah. That sounds like chemistry. The way I used to do it.
But we can also have known emergence like we do with water.
We can have what?
Known emergence. In other words, we know that if we take oxygen and hydrogen and put it together in a particular way, that you're going to get water and all of the
But could you take everything that anybody writes that sounds reasonable, the way they write it, and reverse it and say that that's not so, And when you say they say this occurs, and could you not say that that does not occur, and be consistent in that, and create a whole new different awareness and understanding of what might be going on?
I don't think I'm following you.
It sounds like a wow, but can you give us an example?
Now you're putting me on a spot. All I'm saying
I kicked you.
I read. Yeah. I don't read to find out what other people have to say. I assume that no matter what they have to say, they're wrong. So when they say this is the way, when Wayne Dyer, for instance, says this is what's going on, don't you suppose that if you said no, that's not what's going on, that you could create a whole new different way of thinking? That's not occurring.
But then you would also say, then what is occurring?
You'd be creating a whole new way of thinking.
Yeah. That I
understand. Outside of the standard beliefs and languages.
Ah, that's fun. That makes things less reading. I can say that's not how it is. Yeah, okay. And you said we can turn it around, too, backwards, say it backwards.
Well, for instance,
like,
if he's saying something like, you're learning, growing, and developing, what if you're not learning, growing, and developing? Is that okay with you?
Yes.
But then I would also ask myself, then what is going on?
What do you want to go on? I'm asking you that.
I mean, other than learning, growing, and developing?
Yeah, you asked me then what is going on, so I'm asking you what do you want?
No, I didn't ask you. I said, then I would ask what is going on. I'm not asking you that question. I'm saying relative to something that I said, that's not going on.
But could I not ask? But all I said is, could you not ask yourself, what do you want to be going on?
I agree.
If you put these two things together, and he says you get this, I'm saying, what do you want to get? What do you want to happen?
Right. I agree.
Do you have the authority to say to yourself what you want to happen?
Absolutely.
And in that, can you not put that in the thinking process? If this is your very first lifetime and your only lifetime, what do you want to happen? That's as much to you as it is to a black box. So, Patrick, do you want to answer that question?
Well, they're thinking about it as you guys are discussing it, and it's what I'd like to have going on is seeing how to put it. I keep on thinking about the kittens on the pool table. I think what I'd like to see going on is what kind of impact am I having by my actions? What's emergent? What's going to? It's kind of an excited anticipation about what might come of all of this.
When I saw the doctor this morning, I said that I didn't believe I had a stroke. He said, now that is a good attitude, good idea. Even if it's, whether it's right or wrong, it's a right attitude. My question to you is, in every instance where Misty would say, well, what is going on? If you ask, what do you want to be going on from any situation like that? What I was trying to give you was a way in which you have the authority to ask and to say what you want to be going on. And then that is what is going on. Whether it's right or wrong for anybody else is immaterial. It's what is going on for you. Are you willing to live your life that way? My question is, isn't that thinking? Rather than just talking to yourself, I wonder what's going on.
Gee, I think so.
Do you have the authority to ask yourself in each situation or to answer what's going on what you want to go to have go on? Angela, I can't give you an example right now, because I could if I took one of the books and I could read a sentence out of the book and say, now, what do you want to have go on? What I was doing last Monday was trying to clear the trash out of your life to give you the authority to ask that question. What you want to be going on. And to live that.
That's good enough. I get it. Thank you.
And if you have the authority to ask the question, is it not reasonable to say you have the authority to live that? And if you live that, then is that not going on?
When everybody jump up and say yes at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's your cartoon.
So, Roger, am I a loner self in life? You know, my thing has been for the long time that I wanted to have a continuing self. Then what I think was going on was that I wanted a continuing self, and I was living that there wasn't.
So you wanted a continuous self.
Yeah, but in any case,
right?
The wanting was...
Is it all right to have... To have a continuing self, not a continuous self?
I think that would be pretty cool. My thinking to myself question right away is, I wonder what difference that would make for me.
What's the difference between abiding and eternal?
Well, I think abiding is without beginning and end. That might be like continuous. Eternal has a start and then goes on forever from there.
That would be continuous. Abiding can be continuing?
Oh, abiding is more like emergent, I guess. And meaning that it appears, it had no beginning or end. It appears whole, fully formed.
What is the advantage of continuous over continuing? Continuous means to keep living the same damn thing,
I think the only advantage that I was hanging on to there was awareness of some kind. That's what I thought at the time. But yeah, you definitely, you're like trying to change yourself, yeah? Keep living the same old self.
So when you keep talking only in terms of continuous, and yet when I ask you, would you want to continue the self and life you're living today, everybody says no, then you right. don't want it continuous.
Aha.
Is it possible you want a continuing life, not a continuous life?
Well, there's something attractive about that notion, yeah.
A continuing life doesn't even have to mean the same you. Is that okay?
I don't know. I'm not caught up to that entirely this week. I had the thread last week and I lost it. But I'm going to say yes, it's okay.
Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Well, it frequently has come up for me, that, again, the difference between continuous and continuing. I've always been looking for some notion that there would be awareness in continuing, and I assumed that there would be awareness, and I was hoping for awareness in continuous.
What do you think?
And as you said a moment ago, continuing even in a different body, there is, it's not the same awareness that I was looking for in continuous. Is that not correct?
What? I wasn't listening closely enough.
Okay, in continuous, I assumed that I would ultimately have awareness.
Everything would be the same.
And I would, but I would have the awareness that, oh yeah, pop into another body, and oh yeah, here I am.
But it's still the same old stuff.
Same old, same old. I didn't hear that.
But it's still the same old stuff.
Yeah, same old stuff. In continuing, I'm coming to understand that there's not necessarily a lot of awareness of the continuing.
Why not?
Well, I don't have a very solid picture of Andrew coming alive, Anno coming alive, or John, maybe it's John that comes alive as Patsy. And that Patsy be aware that she is really John.
But Patsy could be aware through an emprise, could be aware that it seems like I've been doing this eternally.
Patsy could be very much aware of that. That's right, yes.
So she's aware that in that lifetime of Patsy, that she is continuing.
Yeah.
Are we anyways and just not aware of it?
You're not aware of it simply because you want to be continuous and aware of continuous, and yet you don't want to be continuous.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to live the self and life you're living today continuously, eternally? I said to Jennifer across the table, does she want to live the self and life she's living today, does she want to live that continuously for eternally?
Yes.
Is anybody out there living the self and life today that they would be willing to live continuously for eternity?
Continuously?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
So, you want to be yeah. continuous and be aware of that, but you don't even want to be continuous.
Yeah, it's like a double threat. On the one hand, that I don't live continuously, and on the other hand, that I do.
So what you'd really rather be is continuing.
Yeah, that I can change.
But as I asked the question before, if you were living your eternal self today, would that be okay to be continuous?
Yeah.
Then would you want that to be continuous?
I think that would be fine. Sure.
What if you are living your eternal self today? Is it possible that the only reason you don't want yourself in life today to be continuous is because you don't think you are living your eternal self today? If you thought or realized you are living your eternal self today, would that make a difference?
That's interesting. It might. Yeah.
But aren't they? I mean, isn't what we do
what?
Isn't what we do right now setting in motion that future self in that next life?
Did everybody hear what Jennifer had to say?
Nope.
She said, isn't what we do right now set into motion what we will do in that next eternally in that next lifetime?
I would not say next lifetime, I would say next body.
What is the difference for you?
Is there something wrong with what you just said that is
life.
A problem?
No.
Huh?
Well, sets in motion.
What?
It's something is leading to another, it's almost cause and effect there. That what she lives today will be what she lives.
If every moment supplants every prior moment, then every prior moment is supplanted and it doesn't lead to. Is that okay?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So, huh.
Your life today doesn't lead to anywhere. Is that okay?
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see. Wow, yeah. So I've been talking to myself this same picture of, like, ongoing. I hadn't really considered the picture of this moment supplanting.
You keep talking about ongoing, but yet,
yeah.
When I ask you, would you want to ongo yourself in life today, your answer is always no. Isn't that
stupid
to keep talking about ongoing in that way?
Yeah. Yep.
Can you replace ongoing with continuing?
Mm-hmm.
Can continuing be discontinuous?
Yeah. And so what I'm living now is what I'm living now. And that will be supplanted.
But you don't like that idea.
I got a different perspective on it right now. Maybe I Maybe I do. Because like you said,
what
if
you
I
were,
was aware
what
of
you
the
were
fact
living
that I'm
as
living...
a China doll has been supplanted by Andrew.
Yeah?
Yet when you were a China doll, you wanted that to be continuous.
Understood.
So.
I see. Right. Huh. It's interesting, Roger. It's kind of like the hang-up for me is that I want the I to be continuous or continuing, whereas, I don't know how to say this, if I was to say forget the I and live continuing and not the I, that's a whole different sense of self. The continuing would be the action that I'm living.
Do you want the actions to continue? Or the I to continue?
Well, you know, so in language, I guess it was the I, because that seemed to be pure and clean of the actions were the problem. So that's probably why I was hanging on to that one. Maybe I wasn't understanding the actions I was living.
Can I use I and you just so that you know I'm talking to you rather than to Patrick? And without you making assumptions about a continuing you or a continuing I?
I'll give it a try.
When I'm talking to Patrick, I'm going to use you as well for Patrick, so he'll know
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
Without assuming anything about that you.
Did you just say something?
I said, without your assuming anything about that you.
Okay.
Is it possible that you could change your body, but not yourself? For instance...
Great question.
For instance, Patrick, if you had an image of the body, your body, as an eternal being, would that be all right?
An image of my body as the eternal being.
Your body is an eternal being. And take that image then and cause it to change or the body to become that. Would that be okay?
Overturns all of my thoughts about my body. Because I've always thought it is temporary.
I know, but
and
I just said, would you be willing to think of it as that? If you can't change yourself and you can't deal with yourself, is it possible that you can deal with your body?
Okay, sure.
And that you can change your body in accordance with an image that you have of that body?
Okay, sure.
Would that be okay?
That would be okay.
So So you could have an image of your body being eternally, and that would be all right.
Sure, I could have that image and it would be all right, yes.
Could you cause and affect that, and that be all right?
I could engage in certain activities that could change the body, yes.
What?
I could engage in certain activities that could change the body, yes.
So that would be all right?
Yep.
Then would not the self be the self in that body or of that body?
Did you? I might have missed a word or two there.
I said if you change that body, then the self in that body would be changed as well.
Yes. That's, yes.
And would it be all right to do that causally?
Yes.
So it seems if what you just said is you can do cause and effect relative to changing anything except you. Relative to you, you can't do cause and effect.
That, that definitely follows, yes.
So are you willing to live your life that way? Live your life only in terms of emergent. Live your life and yourself in terms of emergent. Everything else in terms of cause and effect?
Yep.
Is that okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
And if you did that, you changed the body, then, according to DNA, the self is what is enlivened of the ancestors. So if you changed your body, the self would change, and you didn't change it. But in dealing with the body, you could change it cause-effectually without harm to yourself.
And yes.
But
yes.
Relative to yourself, you can only deal with emergent.
That's correct. Relative to self, I can change my body, and emergent would be the self.
The self would then be emergent as you change the body according to that image.
That's correct.
Okay. Why don't we consider changing your body? If your body that you got today is a loner, is it okay to change that? That's not you.
I would say so, yes.
That's not you.
But you can recreate it.
That's correct.
Who said what?
You can recreate it.
Regenerate it.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be okay.
Yep.
And emergent from that changed body, you could even then change that body to the way you would want that body to be eternally.
Mm-hmm.
What you would want it to be and do. Is that okay?
Yep.
And then you would find out that emergent from that body that you've just altered emerges from that is the self. That is the expression of the regenerated body.
That is correct.
But you can't deal with yourself causally or directly.
That's become very clear, yes.
So why, what I'm trying to figure out, if that's okay, if you understand what I'm talking about, why have we had such a absolute reluctance to even consider regenerating your loner body to abiding? If you generate your loner body to abiding, yourself would be abiding in that regard. Is that okay?
I wish I had a clear answer to that question, other than that it seems that the self of the loner body clings desperately to control.
Well, I'm not going to necessarily agree with that. It clings desperately to not changing.
Desperately which?
To not changing.
Not thinking?
Not changing.
Oh, not changing. Yes.
So you could directly cause your body to be regenerated, and in that then the self that is emergent is you in that way and manner.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Well, we left off reading stem cells, stem selves, which was the process for changing your body at passage 3. You want to read that? Huh?
It's 8:00.
Oh, it's ready to quit.
And that's where we'll pick it up next week.
Okay, we'll pick it up at passage 3.
Night for now.
Thanks a lot, guys.